If you haven't closed your Bibles, then take them and look in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And if you have, then go ahead and turn there. Well, we are looking this evening at the mother, Hannah. Hannah was alive in the time of the Judges. So if you know your Israel history, it is after Joshua has conquered the land, before the time of the kings, before Saul became king, before David became king. And it's towards the end of that period of the book of Judges. So we're looking somewhere around the time of 1100 BC. And in this time, Eli is the high priest. He is the one that is to be ministering at the tabernacle. And he seems to be a faithful minister. Unfortunately, he's not a very good father. Or at least he hasn't kept control of his sons. With the situation in the priesthood, the father would be the high priest, and the oldest son would be the next high priest. And in the situation with Eli, his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were not good men. The Bible calls them sons of Belial, sons of the devil. And they took advantage of everyone that came to the tabernacle. And during these days, God needed to raise up someone who was going to be faithful to the Lord, because Hophni and Phinehas were not. And in fact, later on in chapter 2 and chapter 3, God judges Hophni and Phinehas and Eli because of his lack of effort in controlling them, and all three of them die. And so what God does is he raises up Samuel. And chapter 1 and chapter 2, which we read in our scripture reading, is the picture of God raising up Samuel through his mother. So this man, Elkanah, was a faithful man who went every year to the tabernacle, as every Israelite was supposed to do. And he worshipped the Lord and gave sacrifices. And he had two wives, one named Hannah and one named Peninnah. And Hannah had no children. And Peninnah had a multitude of children. And Peninnah would throw it in the face of Hannah constantly. I can't imagine the situation. The Lord commands only one woman, one man to be married. But nonetheless, this is the situation that we're in. And Hannah was distraught by it. And Elkanah, being a faithful man, when he would go to sacrifice at the tabernacle, a portion of the sacrifice would be given to the one bringing it. And he would give a portion of each of the sacrifices to every one of his family. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion. The Bible tells us that he loved her. And he says to her, "Why are you sad? Why do you have such a sad countenance? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" And Hannah's thinking, "Well, you're a fantastic husband. But I'm still distraught because of the situation that I'm in." And so she, after the sacrifices are over, she goes to the tabernacle, outside of the tabernacle. She's not able to go in because of the holy place and the Holy of Holies. And she kneels there and she prays. And she's pouring her heart out unto the Lord and says, if he would give her a son, then she would give him to the Lord. That he would serve the Lord continually. And as she's praying and she's pouring her soul out unto God, Eli, the high priest, sees her. And he sees that she seems to be talking, but there's no sound coming out. And so because of his sons, he's naturally thinking that she is just like them, and that she's come to the tabernacle drunk. And she's just out of her head. And he rebukes her, even though he doesn't rebuke his sons. And he rebukes her, and she says, "Oh, no, I'm not drunk. I haven't had anything to drink. I haven't had any alcohol at all. In fact, I'm here praying, pouring out my soul unto the Lord. The burden that I have is so great." She doesn't tell what it is. She doesn't say, I've been asking the Lord for a son. But Eli answers and says, "Go in peace. And whatever it is that you're asking God for, may he give it to you." And so she goes away, believing that the priest has blessed her prayer. And in fact, God honors that and gives her a son named Samuel, which is from the Lord. And when Elkanah says, "Okay, it's time to go back up to the tabernacle," Hannah says, "No, I'm not going yet. I'm not going until he is weaned, until he's ready to stand on his own. And once he is able, then I'll take him up. Because when I take him up, I'm going to give him to the Lord. And her husband says, that's fine, but may the word of the Lord stand. Make sure that you're doing this for the right reasons and not the wrong reasons, is what he's saying. And so that's exactly what happens. And when he is weaned, when he is able to stand on his own and walk and talk, his mother Hannah takes him up to the tabernacle and they make sacrifices. And then she brings him to Eli and says, this is the one that I was praying about. You remember me when you thought I was drunk and you said to stop drinking. And I said, I'm pouring my heart out to the Lord. And this is the thing I was praying for. This is my son. And I brought him here to serve the Lord continually. And he's going to be here. And she then pours her heart out in prayer, in thanksgiving to the Lord. And I'm going to read the beginning of chapter 2 because I want you to notice the depth of the relationship that Hannah has with the Lord. In verse 1 of chapter 2 of 1 Samuel, "And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy coming out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed." You see that relationship. It's not just based off of the fact that she was given what she asked. She recognizes that God is the Lord supreme over all things. It doesn't matter what it is. He brings up those that are humble and he puts down those that are proud. And he is the one that has his hands over all actions upon the earth. And he, without our knowledge, is bringing his purposes about. We don't know what's taking place. We see something and we think that's awful. But we don't know why it's taking place. We don't know the reasons behind what God is doing. But we trust that God is doing, that he is the one that's working, that he is the one that is moving. And it all starts with that relationship that she has. And that's the thing that we need to recognize and recognize fully. Here is a mother who doesn't think, I have to worry so much about my children. It's, I have to worry so much about my God, first and foremost. It's the relationship that she has with God that is the most important. Why? Because she comes to the Lord. She comes to him, and when he gives her the very thing that she requested, what does she do? She says, here, Lord, you have him back again. And she only visits him once a year from that point forward, giving him what she thinks he needs. And you see that relationship, it's so critical to each of our lives, whether you're a mother or whether you're not. It doesn't make a difference in that sense. We're talking about Hannah because it's Mother's Day today. But I want you to see from the picture of who she is, that relationship with God is the most critical. It is the most important thing in any of our lives. We think about this and we talk all the time about the Lord Jesus Christ. And your need for salvation in him. Why? Because your children are going to grow up. Your children are going to move away. You can put all you have into them, but one day they won't be living in your home anymore. They will have moved out, just like Samuel has moved to the tabernacle. Hannah doesn't have him anymore, does she? But what does she have? She has the Lord. She has a relationship with him that is an eternal relationship. And that's based off the forgiveness that we find in Jesus Christ. He is the one that forgives. He's the one that raises up, and he's the one that puts down. He's the one that judges all the earth. Every single individual will be judged by him. That relationship is critical. And that relationship is born out of communication, conversation, back and forth. It starts with her prayer for a child. That's what we see it as starting as. But you can tell by her trust in the Lord that it started before that, can't you? But she trusts and she prays to the Lord for a child. And when he gives that child, what's her desire? That the child would be the Lord's. She continues to pray for the child. She continues to do things so that the child will see who is the most important. That, yes, it's a loving mother, but the loving mother is pointing the child to the loving Heavenly Father, the one that is above all, beyond all. And that's the goal that Hannah has for her son. And when we notice later on, after all of this has taken place, and she tells Eli, and Eli blesses them, in verse 21 of chapter 2, the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. So she has a total then of 6 kids. Samuel and the 3 sons and 2 daughters. And you can imagine that she treated each of them the same way she treated Samuel. Now, she didn't bring them all to the tabernacle and say, you're going to serve the Lord continually there. But you can certainly imagine that she pointed every one of them to the Lord. And she would have told that story over and over and over again to each one of them. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look how magnified we are because of who He is. And that's the thing that we miss when we just see a nice story. We're magnified by who He is. We're built up because of God, not because of ourselves, not because of the strength that you may have. The Lord gives strength, and the Lord takes away strength. Not because of the wisdom you may have. Where does that come from? That comes from the Lord. These things are blessings by God, and we have to recognize that. And she does that when she praises the Lord for blessing her with a child. And she recognizes all the ins and outs, all the things in life that are so critical to recognizing who God is. The Lord is going to put down His adversaries, and He's going to raise up His people. And that may not be this life. It's not. Doesn't mean that it is that health and wealth gospel. You're going to get all the things you want. Yes, Hannah received the child of the Lord. Why? We're told this story because the Lord wanted Samuel. He was going to use Samuel greatly. The book that we're reading is called 1 Samuel for a reason. We read 2 Samuel as well. Why? Because the Lord used Samuel greatly. But He used Samuel because of a woman who decided, I need to pray to the Lord. My foundation for any relationship is with God, first and foremost. And that relationship continues with faithfulness. And she continues to go up to the Lord. Notice that she came every year to do what? To first sacrifice to the Lord. And then she would take Samuel, whatever it is that she made for him. It was to the Lord first and to Samuel second. And that's the thing that we have to keep in mind. That relationship continues with faithfulness. It is faithfulness on God's part, but it requires faithfulness on our part as well. We need to follow Him. He keeps us, but we need to follow. We need to continually trust. Not just trust once, but trust continually. It's something that the Lord really shines through, I think, with Hannah. She's a lovely character in Scripture. We don't think of her very much. But she's a lovely character and a lovely godly mother. And if you have now a godly mother, thank God for her. If you had a godly mother, thank God for her. If you are a mother, desire to be a godly one. Desire to have that relationship with Him first and foremost. And the relationship with your children will follow. As you trust Him, as you love Him, that love will come through and your children will see it. And they will praise God for you. They'll raise up and say to God how thankful they are for who you are. If you think about these things and you think about who she is and who Hannah is, you see her seeking the Lord. No matter whether your mother is around, my mother died a number of years ago. She was not someone that knew the Lord. And I loved her and honored her regardless, because that's the mother God gave me. And I endeavor to do that. Why? Because I love the Lord. Because it's Him first. And that's exactly what each of us is required. What do? We seek the Lord. We seek the Lord as Hannah sought the Lord, regardless of what our role is. And if we put Him first, everything else will fall into place. Doesn't mean everything's going to go smoothly. Doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. Doesn't mean all your relationships are going to dovetail nicely. Hannah still had Peninnah to deal with. That relationship didn't just all of a sudden become roses. There were a lot of thorns there. But nonetheless, there is a relationship with God that overrules it all. And that's the thing that I want you to see. And I hope in this little time of thinking about Hannah and thinking about how God moved and worked in her life and the relationship that they had together, that you think about your mother, you think about your relationship with her, you think about who you are in relationship with God, and that you would desire to be like Hannah was. And so we point you to Jesus Christ tonight. Amen.